Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Tabreed's 2013 results presentation. With me today is Jassim Thabit, Tabreed CEO, and Adrian Kershaw, Tabreed CFO. On slide 3 of your presentation is today's agenda. Jassim will begin by taking you through our headline performance and operational achievements for the year, before handing over to Adrian, who will take you through our financial performance before passing back to Jassim to conclude. We will then take any questions that you may have. With that, I will now hand over to Jassim to begin the presentation.
Thank you. On slide 4, I shared this slide with you many times before, so I won't dwell on the details. I just want you to highlight why we believe Tabreed has such a bright future. In the GCC, cooling is not a luxury; it's an absolute necessity. In fact, 70% of the GCC peak energy requirements is utilized for cooling. And when you compare district cooling to conventional cooling, it's 50% more efficient. And finally, also comparing on life cycle costs, district cooling is 16% less expensive. So essentially, there's a lot of inherent benefits to district cooling over conventional cooling. And now moving to the next slide, slide 5. Here's a high-level company overview. You've seen this before, too, so I'll leave it to you to read in details. I just want to highlight 3 points. We are the world's largest district cooling company. We have 15 years of operational experience and excellence. We've been able to leverage our skills, expertise, to expand and grow in the rest of the region. We now operate in Bahrain, Oman, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. We'll now take a look at the headline performance on the next slide, slide 6. I'm pleased to report a strong result for 2013. This is a fourth year in a row that Tabreed finishes the year with very positive financial growth, showing momentum and stability in the earnings, continuously creating values to our shareholders. Adrian will take you through more details on the annual results and the presentation later. The strong results are based on the stable foundation of our core chilled water business. The company has consistently stated its intention to focus on this sector, and this year the results demonstrate the transformation to a world-class utility infrastructure business with complete and stable earnings. We have continuously highlighted the high quality and consistency of our earnings, guaranteed by long-term price certain contracts. At the end of 2013, over 44% of our UAE capacity was contracted to government clients. Now that we have completed the transformation into a utility infrastructure business, we are seeing the strong cash flows as expected. The 30% growth in our operation cash ensures Tabreed continues to meet its debt repayment obligations and reduces its leverage. In May 2013, we paid a dividend to shareholders, the first cash dividend since 2004, which was 5 fils per share for 2012 financial year. Our ability to return to distributing dividends so soon after a major recapitalization was an important milestone for us. Today, we also announced that the Board of Directors are recommending a cash dividend, also 5 fils per share, for the 2013 financial year. In summary, as you can see at the bottom of the page, today, Tabreed is a low-risk utility infrastructure business with strong cash flows that position it well for future growth. Moving to the next slide, slide 7, you can see the operational highlights. The foundation of this strong financial performance is better understood by looking at our operations. And here we are showing the evolution of Tabreed over the past 4 years, from a business in development to a mature utility infrastructure business. The top 2 graphs show how we have built 11 plants in the last 3 years, an average of 6% growth, and furthermore, have added additional connections to existing plants, growing connected capacity on an average of 12% per year. This results in an increase in chilled water revenue, and as we benefit from the economies of scale, the EBITDA margins has grown and stabilized. Our continued strategy to focus on our core chilled water business enables us to achieve healthy and sustainable results. as you would expect from a utility infrastructure business. This is underpinned by long-term, stable, price-certain 25-year contract terms. Let me now ask Adrian to take us through the financial results in more detail.
Thank you, Justin. If we can ask everyone to turn to page 8. As Justin mentioned, 2013 is all about to breed stability of earnings, a consistent message given throughout the year. The stability and constant growth of earnings that we've seen over the last couple of years also means that we're in a position to pay the cash dividend that Justin talked about. In respect to 2013, I just want to highlight four key things. First, the core chilled water revenue has increased $34 million, or 4%. Second, the finance cost reduction of 33 million dirhams is driven by lower IBOR rates and the issuing of the final mandatory convertible bonds at the end of 2012, converting debt to equity, and then the repayment of external debt during the last 18 months. In Oman, the board have made the decision to dispose of some land purchased in 2008 at the peak of the market. Under the accounting standards, we have to value the land at the current market value, creating a non-cash adjustment of $19.1 million in our accounts. Tabreed's share of the value adjustment is 12 million dirhams, and the difference can be seen in the income statement line, non-controlling interest, or the minority interest line. Finally, you can see that the gross profit, the operating profit, and the EBITDA margins have all increased this year due to the growth and economies of scale and our value-creating strategy to focus on the core chilled water segment. We will now take a look at the balance sheet on the next slide. As you would expect from a stable utility infrastructure business, the balance sheet has not changed materially over the last year. The two key changes in 2013 are a 43% reduction in receivables. And this is a result of the processes and procedures we've developed over the last 4 years. These improvements in the processes, the diligence and the discipline is showing through in this year's results. Also, there's a 300 million reduction due to the repayment of debt. And, you know, with the company's strong cash flow and generating ability, leverage has continued to decrease. In summary, to breed strong, robust balance sheet positions us well for future growth. Turning to slide 10, we will now take a look at the cash flow statement. This slide shows the high-level cash flow for 2013 and is the final piece of the transformation of Tabreed since the recapitalization was announced in 2010. Just to recap on the majority of the slides we've seen, you know, by the end of 2011, we had largely completed the construction of the plants. By the end of 2012, we had largely connected the majority of the customers in the UAE. And in 2013, we are seeing that cash being generated from those connections to those completed plans. All of the above are in line with Tabreed's strategy and the recapitalization plan we announced in 2010. Turning to slide 11, we'll take a more detailed look at the core chilled water business. As Jasim has already mentioned, you can see in the top left, our gross capacity has shown a healthy 12% annual growth since 2010. 75% of our gross capacity is located in the UAE. Note that a significant part of our growth in 2013 is coming from the overseas subsidiaries, driven by connections in Qatar and the Aramco plant, our first plant in Saudi Arabia. Our core chilled water business continues to perform well and contributes 93% of our total revenue. Core chilled water revenue is up $34 million, or 4% before one-offs compared to last year, and now stands at over $1 billion and 27 million dirhams. This represents an annualized growth of 11% per annum since 2010, and our profit from operations has increased at an annualized 20% since 2010. I know that I say this every quarter, but our core chilled water business is the main driver of profitability. And the focus on our core chilled water business has ensured Tabreed enhances its operating efficiencies and derives greater benefits from one of our strongest competitive advantages, our economies of scale. Therefore, you can see in the bottom left that our operating margin has increased significantly from 27% in 2010 to 34% in 2013. In the bottom right, you can see our chilled water results broken down by location. The gross profit margin for the UAE business 47%, and profit from operations now stands at 351 million dirhams. Outside of the UAE, Qatar is our most profitable country, performing well this year and connecting over 18,000 tons, delivering 70% of the results from associates. The non-UAE operations are still in their early stages. However, we see significant growth prospects. The size of these markets, combined with substantial population growth, will drive real estate development in high-density areas with power supply constraints. These all present key opportunities for district cooling. In summary, we have a utility infrastructure business performance with long-term, price-certain, stable contracts, enabling us to deliver steady and sustainable results. And if I could just hand you back to Jassim for the summary.
Thank you, Adrian. We had a very strong 2013, and we're optimistic about the future. We believe that the region's outlook is positive, and the GCC governments continue to invest in their respective economies and develop their national infrastructure. There will be a simultaneous demand for Tabreed services. More than in any other point in history, Tabreed now has the financial strength and operational expertise to take advantage of these growth opportunities when they arise. That concludes our presentation, and we'll open the lines for any questions you may have.
Thank you all for joining us today. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. Our contact details are on the last slide on the presentation. Thank you.